Hello, hello. How are you? My name is Annalise, and I am a business strategist and a mentor. And if you are here, it is because you have requested the 7 systems to simplify your business. And so that is what I am going to go through with you right now. Now, the first system that you actually need is marketing. And marketing is such a juicy one because what we often don't think about is the fact that we need a steady stream of leads that is reliable. And so this is what we call the external communication side of things. So it's communication and it's inspiration, and it's the thing that is going to draw people to you. The thing is, a lot of us do not actually do this consistently, but if we aren't bringing leads in and nurturing them consistently, we are not going to be in business for very long. So when we're thinking about a marketing system, we need to be thinking about who we are marketing to. Who are you marketing to? Be very, very specific, right? Once you are really specific, you can think about where you are actually going to reach them and what message is going to get their attention and move them forward. Get their attention and move them forward. Really think about that. Who is your person? Where are they? What do you need to put in front of them that is going to get their attention and move them forward? And how often are you going to create this content and connect with people? Because marketing is not just static. We do need to be connecting with people. It's not something that we schedule the start of the month and we put out there. You can do that, but you do need to also be connecting with the people that are engaging and moving people down the process. Number two system, which is sales. We need a selling system. It's a business, right? It's not a hobby. So no matter how much we love it, we need a repeatable, predictable method or methods for selling. And this is going to include everything from our offer, the big juicy thing that they want, right? The ultimate solution, to presenting it, to following up, to how people should pay. So think about what is that big solution for their big problem? And if your offer currently, what you're selling, is not a big solution to a big problem, bow, bow, you are not going to get the amount of sales that you want. So big solution, big problem. Are you going to sell this one-on-one or are you going to sell one to many? How are you going to present your offer? How are you going to handle objections and negotiate? Those things are what you need to figure out in order to create a sales system that is repeatable and predictable. So if you have that big solution and you're going to sell it one to many, which means you're running a live event, a webinar, something like that, then you need to put those things on the calendar, figure out how you're going to present them, how you're going to handle those objections and actually negotiate. And your marketing is going to get them to that event. See how it is all linking up? And we can create a system that is predictable. Once we've done it a few times, we'll have some numbers and we'll know, okay, I need 1,000 people to see my ad, to get 100 people to sign up, to get 30 people to show up, to get one client. And those numbers are not that unrealistic, actually, the ones that I just, you know, that I just provided you. So that's those. The third system is super important, not so interesting, in my opinion, finance and legal. We need them. Do not think you are too small for a legal conflict. Get the right structures and support systems in place from day dot or right now if you haven't already. When we're thinking about finance and legal, we're thinking about where does our product sit in the market? What is our budget? What percentages do we need to work off to pay our bills and our people and our tax and our profit? And how are we going to ensure that you are getting paid on time and in full? Those are the things that you need to allocate resources towards in terms of putting structures in place to go, okay, when this money comes in, who's going to touch the money? Where is it going? How do I make sure that when I onboard someone that they pay me? How am I making sure month by month that I'm actually getting paid the right amount? All of those things, putting these systems in place is going to make sure that you have the cash flow that you need. All right, number four, delivery. Now, This is the most important part, right? Because what and how you deliver is going to determine the results that you get your clients. And without results, you are not going to be in business very long. This is what drives retention and referrals. And this is how you save money by keeping clients and getting the new ones by referrals without paying for them. So how are you going to streamline onboarding? If you have not heard about our all-in-one marketing tool, get in touch with me and I will tell you all about that. But you need to think about the way that you are going to make sure that everyone knows what needs to get done and it gets done on time, what delivery timelines are, and how are these expectations managed, and who is doing quality control. Just some of the really important questions we need to be asking ourselves around service delivery to make sure that the clients are happy and everything's getting done as it should. The fifth system is people. People drive growth. People drive growth. It's not profit and then people. We need people for the profit. We want to grow, we need people. With every new project or task, you should be asking yourself, who will do this? Not how will I do this? Who will do this? Who do you need and when? How will you find them? How will you ensure you're hiring the right person? What training will they need? And how will you make the role profit producing? That's right. You heard me. Those people are going to make you money, not cost you money. Yes, they're going to cost you money, but they're going to make you more than they cost you. So how are you going to build that into the role? If you're not sure how to do that, book a call with us. We will teach you how to do that. It's annalisewarne.com/connect to book a 10-minute free chat with one of my team or me. All right, number six. Now this, six and seven, is how my advice typically differs from the traditional business coach. And this is actually kind of the most important part, right? You created your business for more time and more money freedom, right? And if you are not looking after you, then how are you going to maintain some sort of balance? You are not going to be getting the lifestyle that you created your business for. You are just going to wind up in the prison that you create for yourself. So how are you going to keep your body healthy? When are you going to rest? How will you feed your mind? What are you going to do for fun? And when are you going to do those things? And how are you going to make time for friends and family? And how are you going to pursue the other passions that you want to be pursuing? They are just some of the things you need to be thinking about with well-being in order to build a sustainable business model, right? You cannot just go and go and go and go and go. We need to be looking after ourselves in order to be able to perform at the highest level. All right, last one, number seven. This is where the magic happens. Our businesses can be a vehicle for making a difference, right? Actually through the business function that we do or through supporting causes that we actually care about. Personally, I want to grow my business to help other impact-driven entrepreneurs, and I want to use my business functions as well to be able to offer nonprofits free marketing, and we do that. The idea here is for me to work with businesses that do good and expand the ripple effect, right? So then it's a ripple effect that creates this massive wave of goodness throughout the planet. And when we are doing that, I believe we are fulfilling our purpose. I believe that if you have a business, it is part of your purpose for being on the planet. And that for me is truly, truly fulfilling. So think about, what are you going to do with your profit? How can you use your business to make a positive impact in the world? Who can you partner with to give back? And what do you want your legacy to be? So they are the seven systems, right? They're the seven systems that we need to be able to live the life that we want to live through our business. So marketing, sales, service delivery, finance and legal, people, well-being, impact. They're the seven systems. Now, if you would like to chat about them, we would love to get to know you. So book a call with me or a member of my team via annalisewarne.com/connect. If not, if you have signed up to our email list, we will be emailing you some extra goodies to go along with this training. And that's it. I hope that this kind of helped reframe maybe what you were thinking about. And I hope that you go back, pause the video, and actually journal on these questions, because no one can tell you what the answers are, but we do need to be thinking about all of them, or we are not going to be building a business that truly reflects our values and the lifestyle we want to live, and it is just going to burn us out. So go back, press pause, journal on these, let me know how you go, and hopefully I'll see you on a Connect Call soon. Bye.